With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has approved final passage of a bipartisan plan that would temporarily fund federal operations and disaster aid, averting a temporary government shutdown until mid-March. Speaking to reporters, Speaker Mike Johnson says he's pleased both sides agreed on an extension.
We are really grateful that tonight, in bipartisan fashion, with overwhelming majority of votes, we passed the American Relief Act of 2025. This is a very important piece of legislation. It funds the government, of course, until March of 2025. That was a big priority for us.
The House approved Johnson's new bill overwhelmingly 366 to 34. The Senate worked into the night to pass it 85 to 11, just past the deadline. At midnight, the White House said it had ceased shutdown preparations. The measure moves to President Biden, who's expected to quickly sign it into law. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian missiles targeted Kyiv after Ukraine fired U.S.-made missiles across the border. Correspondent Charles Deledesma.
At least three loud blasts were heard in Kyiv shortly before sunrise, the city administration saying later falling missile debris caused damage and sparked fires in three districts of the capital. The attack knocked out heating to hundreds of residential buildings, over a dozen medical facilities and 30 schools and kindergartens. The Russian ministry says the strikes in response to a Ukrainian missile attack on Russia's Rostov border region earlier on Friday. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Authorities in the German city of Magdeburg said at least two people were killed, dozens injured, after a car plowed into a busy Christmas market with what officials called a deliberate attack. Authorities say an adult and toddler were killed in Friday's violence. At least 60 other people were injured, including 15 who were hurt very seriously. You'll find more news, headlines, and analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Evangelical Christians voted for President Trump in big numbers again. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Public Religion Research Institute has released its final analysis of the 2024 election, and as expected, white evangelical Protestants were a critical part of Mr. Trump's winning coalition. 85% of them cast ballots for the president, as did 64% of Hispanic Protestants and 59% of white Catholics. Mr. Trump also took 57% of white mainline Protestant voters. Kamala Harris won big amongst atheists and non-religious people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia Senate Republicans are recommending that the state write laws banning males from female sports teams in public school and colleges. The recommendation sets the stage for action in the 2025 legislative session. Republican Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones announced almost identical goals at the panel's first meeting back in August. Legislators 2 years ago empowered the Georgia School Association to regulate transgender students' participation in sports. Alaska Governor Mike DeVlaney has a wish for the incoming Trump administration.
This includes oil and gas exploration in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reversing restrictions on logging and road building. Dunleavy has asked President-elect Trump to issue a state-specific executive order aimed at achieving those goals and others. Along with other Republican political leaders in the state, he has expressed excitement about Mr. Trump's return to the White House and sees him as being much more friendly to resource development in Alaska than President Biden. John Scott reporting.
Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks baristas are on strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or to meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.